Spotlight. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Sarabjit Kaur. Today we will be discussing on the inauguration of Rashtra Prerna Sthal by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Today we are to have with us Mr. Praful Ketkar, political analyst. So welcome to the studios of Akashvani.
Thank you.
Today Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated Rashtra Prerna Sthal in Lucknow. This magnificent national memorial is spread over 65 acres. The memorial park and complex is designed to honor and celebrate the lives, ideals and public service of three major leaders, Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee, Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay and former Prime Minister Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ji. It's being said that the Rashtra Prerna Sthal aims to inspire young people, especially students. In fact, the Prime Minister in his inaugural speech mentioned this very specifically. Let's first hear what the Prime Minister had to say on this.
Ye Rashtra Prerna Sthal hame sandesh deta hai ki hamara har kadam, har pag, har prayas rashtra nirman ke liye samarpit ho. Sabka prayas hi viksit Bharat ke sankalp ko siddh karega. Main Lucknow ko, Uttar Pradesh ko, pure desh ko is aadhunik Prerna Sthali ki badhai deta hu.
Mr. Ketkar, we'd like to hear from you. What's your comment on this? How inspirational is a memorial or a landmark like the Rashtra Prerna Sthal for the younger generation of the country?
Rashtra Prerna Sthal or National Inspiration Monument. Historical figures and the freedom fighters always play an important role in shaping our national consciousness. And these three figures, you know, what would have been a better day commemorating the 101st birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee to dedicate this monument? Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee, Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay and Atal Bihari Vajpayee, these three figures represent a point of view. See, since independence, there have been three constructs of idea of India. One that British tried to tell us that, you know, because of us, you are a nation. So you are a nation in the making. And there was other point of view who didn't believe that India can ever be a nation. Generally, the communist school of thought always believed that, you know, nation is a very class construct and therefore. But there was third idea, which is more rooted in our soil, in our civilization, which believes that since time immemorial, India has been one unified country with a common culture, common worldview, common ideals. And actually, Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee and Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay and Atal Bihari Vajpayee represent that school of thought. And in that sense, I believe, or for that matter, any memorial actually gives a thought behind it. And such having memorials at various places inspire youngsters to get rooted to our, you know, historical realities, take inspiration and work for the present. And if I want to quote Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay in this, he used to say, from the past, through the present, to the future. So learning from the past, working in the present to construct the future, that inspiration is actually received from such places of inspiration. In that sense, I see this National Inspiration Monument is going to play a critical role for the youngsters.
The Prime Minister paying rich tributes to Dr. Mukherjee mentioned about abolition of Article 370 and how the Constitution now is applicable to Jammu and Kashmir too. What's your take on this?
See, in after 1950s, you know, when this entire thing started, Shyama Prasad Mukherjee was the first person to say, Ek desh mein do pradhan, do vidhan, do nishan nahi chalenge. Two prime ministers, two constitutions and two national flags would not be acceptable. And there he started the Praja Parishad Andolan and defied the law and actually entered Jammu Kashmir, where he died unfortunately, mysteriously while being in the captivity. But that actually led to the entire inspiration of complete integration or taking constitution to the areas like Jammu Kashmir. Because like any other territory or other any other princely state, Jammu Kashmir signed the same kind of instrument of accession. But unfortunately, due to some political reasons, the process of integration could not be complete and we created Article 370 as a bridge to complete that process. But in between, Article 35A came and somehow this political narrative of which was undemocratically inserted without without any parliamentary consent. And then this idea of special status was introduced. Fortunately, in August 2019, we have got rid of it. But it was Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee who sowed the seeds of the idea of integration of Jammu Kashmir and the legal and part of it. And in that sense, I think remembering Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee and his contribution for the integration of Jammu Kashmir is very critical. In that sense, I see Prime Minister's statement dedicating to the contribution of Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee.
Mr. Ketkar, another great leader, Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay, this monument is also, you know, celebrating this great stalwart, this great son of the soil. The Prime Minister also spoke about, you know, bringing social benefits to the saturation point. Let's hear what the Prime Minister had to say on this.
पंडित दीनदयाल उपाध्याय जी ने अंत्योदय का एक सपना देखा था. वे मानते थे कि भारत की प्रगति का पैमाना अंतिम पंक्ति में खड़े अंतिम व्यक्ति के चेहरे की मुस्कान से मापा जाएगा. हमने अंत्योदय को सैचुरेशन यानी संतुष्टिकरण का नया विस्तार दिया है. सैचुरेशन यानी हर जरूरतमंद हर लाभार्थी को सरकार की कल्याणकारी योजनाओं के दायरे में लाने का प्रयास. जब सैचुरेशन की भावना होती है तो भेदभाव नहीं होता और यही तो सुशासन है, यही सच्चा सामाजिक न्याय है.
The idea of Antyodaya, or bringing the benefits, the social benefits to the last mile, reaching out to the last person, what's your view on this?
Even till recently, we used to listen about food, clothing and shelter as the fundamental right. When Pandit Dindayal Upadhyay articulated his idea of integral humanism, he was the first person to speak about education and healthcare as the fundamental right. When he talked about Antyodaya, it was mainly about taking all these policies, the basic right to life, to the last man standing. And when we see the present policies, when we are talking about the Ayushman card, when we are talking about Har Ghar Nal Yojana, when we are talking about taking education to each and every corner of the country, these are basically Antyodaya in action. So, but the philosophical foundation of Antyodaya, please remember, when Dindayalji was articulating his ideas of integral humanism, communism and capitalism were the only two alternatives seen globally as the ideological options. There he was trying to give an Indian option, ideological option, at the policy level, where he said, we are a unified nation, but we are a decentralized governance. So when Prime Minister says, we are for maximum governance, but minimum government, that essentially means empowering your social structures so that the benefits are reached to the... So Drone Didi is that kind of initiative, where you make it more inclusive, more participatory, and then make them stakeholders in the entire policy implementation process. That's how I think we should see Antyodaya and the contribution of Pandit Dindayal Upadhyay to entire Indian, very indigenous kind of ideological thought process when it comes to the ideology and policy making. Saturation is when Prime Minister started talking about, for example, toilets, or when he started talking about taking tap waters to each and every household.
Gas pipe connections.
Or household to each and every family. He completely changed the parameter. One, because of the digitization, the beneficiaries are identified, so the process is more impersonal, without taking one particular community, caste, region into action, but actual beneficiaries. And then taking implementation part of it through Pragati, Prime Minister himself overviews how the schemes are reaching on the ground. So these two things, I think, making Antyodaya the reality. And there I believe this idea of saturation or Santushtikaran is coming into reality.
Mr. Ketkar, you just mentioned the word digitization. So in India, Atalji pioneered digital evolution and advancement of telecom. How do you see today's India fit into the dream envisioned by Atalji?
I don't think it was just telecom. I think Pokhran 2 was the turning point in India's entire technological evolution and self-sufficiency. When he said Jai Jivan, Jai Kisan and Jai Vigyan, he gave primacy to technology and fundamental scientific research there what happened, because we were targeted with a lot of sanctions, so we saw whether in telecom, whether, you know, in cryogenic engines, whether nuclear technology, whether satellites, cut down to 2015-16 or especially post-COVID, when we started talking about Atmanirbhar Bharat, actually we are building or constructing a building on the foundation that was laid by the post-Pokhran scenario by Atalji's government. So when Atalji was actually talking about Operation Shakti after Pokhran, he was actually talking about our inner strength and re-energizing that strength for the cause of nation. Even Prime Minister today talked about, you know, taking the inspiration and dedicating ourselves for the national cause. That was the same call, I think, and in that sense Atalji's vision for Jai Jawan, Jai Kisan, Jai Vigyan is coming into reality in the Atmanirbhar Bharat form with addition of Jai Anusandhan.
Mr. Ketkar, taking cue from just what you said, you mentioned about India being Atmanirbhar. So Prime Minister Modi also mentioned about Operation Sindoor and spoke about the BrahMos missile being manufactured in Uttar Pradesh. He spoke about the defense corridor in Uttar Pradesh. How do you see all this fit into the self-reliance of India in the defense sector?
Unfortunately, you know, the Swadeshi and self-reliance were always confined to minor products, whether, you know, the what kind of paste you are using or what kind of blade you are using. But I believe that it is not just an economic concept. It is more about utilizing your own resources, utilizing your own skills, and energizing your human abilities and capabilities for the larger national development. What we are seeing now, Uttar Pradesh now suddenly has started talking about, oh, our contribution in national economy, $1 trillion target, and then one district, one product, and then BrahMos and defense corridor kind of schemes. So this is the larger thing. Without defense preparedness and defense self-sufficiency, the talk of Atmanirbharta would not be complete. So if you are in a position to protect yourself with your own weapons, then only you can protect your people and your economy and your borders. And in that sense, I think what Prime Minister said about Uttar Pradesh becoming a key center for or key driver for defense, Atmanirbharta in defense sector, that creates inspiration for people.
Going back to the basics of the monument, Mr. Ketkar, let's hear what our Lucknow correspondent has.
The Rashtriya Prerana Sthal, which was inaugurated by Prime Minister today, houses a state-of-the-art museum designed in the form of a lotus-shaped structure spread over approximately 98,000 square feet. The museum showcases India's national journey and the contributions of these visionary leaders through advanced digital and immersive technologies, offering visitors an engaging and educational experience. Constructed at an approximate cost of ₹230 crores and spread across an expansive area of 65 acres, the complex is envisioned as a permanent national asset dedicated to fostering leadership values, national service, cultural consciousness, and public inspiration. The complex features 65 feet high bronze statues of Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee, Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay, and former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
The Rashtriya Prerana Sthal has been constructed on land that was formerly a massive garbage dump. And now there stand three towering bronze statues, lush landscapes, grounds are adorned with ornamental plants. What's your view on this?
That is the beauty. That is what differentiates Prime Minister Modi from other leaders. So for that matter, any great leader has to envision this. I remember, you know, I have been part of that journey, what he mentioned about Sardar Patel's statue. Again, that land was very backward and barren, and Sarovar Dam was in doldrums for decades, and then it turned into a tourist hotspot of Gujarat. I see a similar kind of transformation happening in Lucknow and Uttar Pradesh now. Best out of West has to be our mantra if we really want to turn really our garbage into wealth. Here he has used, or his vision has used, that garbage dump area for creating such a wonderful monument which eventually become kind of tourist spot and monument for inspiration for many. And this is the way we should utilize our spaces.
The Rashtra Prerna Sthal is meant to be more than a monument. It's a living, educational and cultural space that preserves and promotes the legacies of influential leaders to motivate future generations. Listeners, you can listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. Mr. Ketkar, thank you very much for sparing your time and sharing such valuable insights with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Spotlight.